The sudden whoosh of propane and flames surprised some of the crowd gathered at Nathan Phillips Square, but artist Robin Hood wasn't fazed at all.
You see, fire is like that one little thing that keeps everyone connected.
The interactive spectacle made its Canadian debut and kept everyone toasty. Hood said that this may not have been possible if it weren't for Ontario's Technical Standards and Safety Authority. The TSSA and city officials were reluctant at first, but she says they eventually warmed up to the Flaming Lotus Girls. Toronto safety inspectors let them burn their sculpture in front of City Hall, as long as they put metal barriers to keep the crowds at a distance. So how is the angel interactive? The fire-breathing bird's head is attached to a steel body. It can support about 20 people. It's enclosed by flaming feathers that can be controlled by audience members through buttons welded on the body. Hood says that she hopes Torontonians will make fire sculptures of their own. Hood says she's thinking about coming back to Toronto for Scotiabank's Nuit Blanche for October. She's unsure, but would love to see Torontonians set the place on fire this fall. Deanna Cherian, Observer Radio News, Toronto.